Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, Stu Taylor here. Welcome. You immediately can probably pick up the dismay or the concern in my voice. Yeah, I am concerned as we open up this day that I'd like to use certain words to describe what I think of the far left in this country. It would be the last radio show I ever did. We have a shadow government here. No, I'm tired of, well, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist. We have a shadow government. And I don't know whether Obama is controlling it. He probably is out of Washington. I mean, this guy will not go away. He goes without prosecution. Hillary goes without prosecution. They both go virtually without criticism for all of the, I don't want to start, if I have to list them, I will list them. Now we have the Kellyanne Conway scandal. Scandal, right, because she just blurted out by Ivanka's line, all right? I mean, clothing line. That's really a big deal. Now we have, and I expressed on here yesterday that Mike Flynn's resignation, I didn't object to. I think he's, in the past, and I only go on what I hear on the news. And again, folks, I don't have any inside information on this. If I did, I'd say off the record, off the record. I don't even have any off the record information on this. I didn't like Mike Flynn. I just didn't like his makeup and his approach. And I thought that based upon stories about him in the past, that he was not the best selection for this position for the defense secretary. That was accentuated when he misspoke, he lied, he distorted it to Mike Pence. Sorry, you can't do this. You know, I have a saying, and it's in my book, the only lie that will ever net you a dollar is the lie you don't tell. You can spend your whole life building character. Mike Flynn spent 30, 35 years of doing it, and he can lose it, bing, in a flash. Now, whom has he lost it with? He's lost it with a lot of the left on the country, and he's lost it, I think, with a number of people to the right. You know, there are certain defenses. His record was so clean. This is no big deal. It was enough for me to, I never wanted him selected in the first place. But none of that is relevant because I can't tell you whether we would have made a good defense secretary or a bad one. Now the commentary comes out about his conversations prior to Trump's nomination, back and forth with the ambassador of Russia. And by the way, Russia is, and maybe we'll get into this, but we may have to wait till tomorrow. There's some intimidating tactics, breaking a treaty or two, having a boat in an intimidating position off the coastline. This is quite a matchup between Trump and Putin, and I'm going to just defer a comment on that. I don't know the exact year, but if you go back to 18-something, there was what's called Logan's Law, where it was very vaguely written, and you couldn't interact prior to an election if you were in the administration. And it's never been enforced. It's even ambiguous as to whether it's a law. These SOBs, Nancy Pelosi and Dick Durbin, and even the people to the right, so many of them, and all the leaks at the White House, you know, I don't know why Trump just can't say, and I don't care, call it what you want. Take the 1,000 people who are working there from Obama, fire them all. I don't know, I wish I had answers to these questions. This is nonsense. Trump came out and said it, that the Russian situation is nonsense. It's a cover up of Hillary's campaign mistakes. Hillary Clinton, from my perspective, and Barack Obama are both guilty of treason. And I've documented this several times on this show. Treason. Treasonous acts that should send them both to prison for life. All right, we're going to go. We are going by virtue of Skype right now. And we're moving to Helene Zulgater. She is in Czechoslovakia. The book is The Fourth Wife of Ilya Bay, published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, and amazon.com. Helene, welcome. Oh, Nadita, hello. I'm sorry. Okay, we had a switch in guests. Nadita Jehaven Menon is joining us. It should be close enough. Good morning.
Can you
hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, welcome to the show. A little technical mix-up. You're in Czechoslovakia. That's understandable. You've got a book out here, The Fourth Wife of Ilya Bay. What's the book about?
It's a biography of a woman who was born to emigre parents in Paris and a legionnaire, a foreign legionnaire. And it's a biography of their life.
All right, what was the impetus for writing it? Why did you write this book? What's significant about it and should be of interest to our listening audience?
Well, I wrote it because celebrities are boring, if I can put it that way, whereas the untold stories are far more interesting. So that's why I wrote it.
Well, what about your experience? Did you have any experience, and what did it involve for doing the research?
Well, I knew her, so she's the one telling the story. And I wrote it down.
Nandita, what kind of research did you do on this book to get it written?
Well, very limited research, because it's mainly from her that I've got the information, apart from one or two other people, because there is nothing documented, if I can put it that way.
All right. What was the most difficult and challenging part of writing this book?
Well, the most difficult part was verifying what I could, and I couldn't verify very much.
What do you want? Oh, go ahead, please continue.
So I was going to say, at the end of the last chapter is actually an exposition of that, of my difficulty in verifying certain things in the book.
How much of the book do you think is 100% accurate, and how much isn't, since there may have been difficulty in determining the accuracy?
Well, I think it's about 85% accurate.
All right, go ahead.
He was a spinner of tales. And that is something which I write about in the last chapter of the book.
All right. Is there a particular message or messages that you would like people to take away from this book after having read it?
Well, it is a story of courage, of reinventing oneself, which he had to do all the time, which she had to do as well. And it's really an effort, a very modest one, I realize, to demonstrate Iran at a time when it wasn't an Islamic Republic. It wasn't. It was dangerous as much as anywhere else, but no more than anywhere else. And it was a happy place.
I think we've lost connection. Hello. How long did it take you to write the book?
I wrote it over 8 years.
Wow, that's really quite an endeavor. What did you get from writing this book? How satisfying was this for you?
Very satisfying indeed. Satisfying indeed. What did I get from it? Well, I just enjoyed bringing something to life which would otherwise have just been lost.
All right, you know what we're going to do? We're going to ask you, can you stay over during a break? Because we have technical problems we had opening up. I'd like to pick this up after a break, okay?
Right, so should I hold on?
Yeah, please hold on. We don't want to have to try to get you again.
Right.
Yes, just stay on the line through these commercials, and then we'll come back. Rejoining us will be Mandita Jehaven, M-E-N-O-N, Menon, and the name of the book is The Fourth Wife of Eliyahu Bey. This is Stu Taylor.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who is one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
All right, we're back, and joining us with an unusual book is Nandita Yahave Manin. I'll spell it N-A-N-D-I-T-A, J-H-A-V-E-R-I hyphen M-E-N-O-N. The name of the book is The Fourth Wife of Eliyahu Bey. It's published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com. BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, and Nandita, as we return here, what kind of feedback have you gotten on this book? Because an author learns a lot from what people who read it and what they come back and say.
The most delightful feedback I've ever had was from somebody who discovered the book, read it, and knew him, and knew the restaurants, both the restaurants that he ran. So it was very, very exciting for me to have a lot of things, well, corroborated, I suppose, and to know somebody who actually knew him other than his family.
You talk about all the different jobs before becoming the fourth wife of Eliyahu Bey. You talk about her journey as she puts her thoughts into one memorable diary, not necessarily a well-constructed sentence. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me explain something. It's not a diary. She didn't have lots of jobs. This is all rubbish, which has been it's a blurb from the publishers, but it has nothing to do with the story.
Okay. Has there been a lot of confusion about that?
Sorry.
Has there been much confusion about that? Because some people think that she puts her thoughts down into one memorable diary.
It wasn't a diary at all. She spoke to me, and I noted down and recorded certain things and spent a lot of time with her, as I said. I wrote it over 8 years. I took the notes down over about 2.5 years.
Do you intend to do any more writing based upon the experience of this book, which I'm sure was very satisfying for you?
Well, I am going to write, of course. And I'm looking around for a good subject at the moment.
All right. Maybe you want to do an autobiography of yourself.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
We've got about a minute, roughly a minute and a half to go. I'd like you, in a somewhat elongated statement, to give a synopsis, to just give us a concluding statement about the book, what we have not covered during this interview.
Right, synopsis. Well, as I said, she was born in Paris, to emigre white Russian baron. He had to leave Azerbaijan with his family at the age of 7. And he ended up in Paris with his mother. And he wasn't the sort of person who really wanted an office job. So he ran away and joined the Foreign Legion underage. And nobody knew where he was. So his mother made inquiries and they pulled him out of the Foreign Legion with the excuse, because his uncle was foreign minister in Iran. They pulled him out on the excuse that he had to get back to Iran.
All right, I'll tell you what, we're going to hold it there because we want people to read the entire book. I think that gives us a great introduction. I want to thank you so much for joining us via Skype, Nandita. It's been a pleasure to have you on.
Right. Bye then.
Bye-bye. Okay, and we're going to pick up right now with our next guest, completely different subject. Joining us is Lisa Diane Crislip Wilkinson. She is the author of, and I got to smile when I see this, A Dog's Bill of Rights. Just saw the results of the dog show here with the winning German Shepherd, my favorite dog. A Dog's Bill of Rights. It's published by Christian Faith Publishing. You can get it by going to ChristianFaithPublishing.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Lisa, nice to have you on the show.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
All right, a real dog lover. What's the book about? I'm reading just the opening line or two. It sounds hilarious.
Well, it's about 8 dogs, and they hold a political meeting together to change the lives of dogs for their convenience. And there's 23 amendments, and it goes the dog's way. But things may sound funny, but to the dogs, it's very true. And at the end of the book, they trick humans into giving them a steak.
Where did the idea to write this book come from? It's very clever.
My dogs. I've got a German Shepherd mix. And I've got a Great Pyrenees. And I had an Australian Shepherd. And so Lulu, she was on the recliner with me, and, you know, she looked at me like, Mama, we got rights. And so, you know what, I was really inspired by the dogs, and, you know, because I love dogs, and also to motivate children to read. And to let them know that you too can achieve your goals and your dreams. That they have to have faith in God and let the Lord lead them into what they want to do.
Is this book just for dog lovers or do you recommend it for others?
You know what? It's for others. I was showing it to some of the people of our city council here in town. And she seen that, and she read the book, and she was laughing. She said, this is so good. She says, you know what? Every dog lover is going to want to buy this book, Lisa. And I said, you know what? I've heard that from over and over. You know, different people have told me. And, you know, it's such a good and humorous book, A Dog's Bill of Rights, that, you know, it really can be for all ages. You know, you would enjoy reading this book to your child.
All right. As a dog lover, I'm on board the book by Lisa Diane Crislip Wilkinson of Dog's Bill of Rights, Christian Faith Publishing. Thanks so much. It's been great having you on. We're coming up.
I appreciate that.
Gary Silverman, Blue Prairie Group. We're going to talk about life insurance.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Juan Williams from Fox News. I've been talking with Stu, and let me tell you, Stu Taylor is a man who knows what he's talking about. Stu comes at you, and I'm coming from the left, remember. Stu comes at you with honesty, insight, and you better be prepared. It makes for great radio.
A little louder.
Make yourself comfortable.
All right, Sarah Vaughan and one of the great love songs. What if it happened to those great love songs that we used to have back a few decades ago? I don't know, a different world, I guess. But we've had an ongoing love song here with Blue Prairie Group with some incredible information over the past couple of years. And as he does, or a representative of Blue Prairie Group does, every third Wednesday of the month for a tremendous education, Gary Silverman joins us. He's a managing partner, chief investment officer, and again, I have five offices around the country, home base in Chicago. And I tell people on here, just go to the website, blueprairiegroup.com, blueprairiegroup.com. As the song goes, nobody does it better. Gary, always a pleasure to have you back.
Well, thank you, Stu. You are the wind beneath our wings. We appreciate
it's very, very kind. And obviously, I feel the same way about our relationship. And there are topics we don't want to talk about. As you get older, I find I don't want to drive by a cemetery. You know, I mean, there are just topics that are tough in life to deal with. And it's best to deal with things early because often the later you wait, the more difficult it gets, and in some cases, it just becomes fiscally impossible. I'm referring to the topic you're going to discuss here today, and that's life insurance. Who needs it? How much? When should you get it? Oh my goodness, I'm going into my 60s. Too late. Just kind of grab the ball there.
Well, sure. Happy to do that. It is a difficult topic because when you're young, you're immortal, and when you're older, it's too close and too real to think about. So it's difficult, but it's very, very important. I'll start off by saying we don't sell any life insurance, and we wouldn't even hold ourselves as life insurance experts, but we do understand how life insurance plays into a holistic financial plan, the role that it plays in helping a family, a young family, middle-aged family, older family, help preserve financial assets for them, for the family's lifestyle, and for future generations. So, people do need insurance, and I think the best way to think about it, and it's the very traditional way, it's income replacement. If something were to happen to you, and you are the breadwinner, or one of the two breadwinners of a family, what would happen? Well, if you're young and your spouse is also working in a similar job and you have no dependents, what would happen is really nothing, and you probably don't need insurance at that point in time. If you were very wealthy, either because you inherited money or you earned a lot of money or whatever, and if you lost your income, your assets could support you, what would happen if you lost the income? Really nothing, and you probably don't need insurance. But if you're not in one of those two groups, then you probably do need some amount of insurance to replace.
Well, let me just jump in here. Mm-hmm. And again, this is just based on my own personal philosophy and our family philosophy. I don't think it's ever too young to get insurance, especially you're talking about those extraordinary low rates where you can lock in. You don't have to worry. And, of course, with Obamacare, it complicates the conversation of preconditions. But lock in to something early. Is that not good advice?
So we don't really think that that's necessarily the best advice. You can lock in early, but you're going to be paying insurance for when you probably won't need it. And young people tend not to die, which is why they do get the lower rate. Now, something could always happen, and you're getting insurance against that probability. But if you don't have an industry lingo, it's called an insurable need, really, then we think it's not necessarily the best thing to do to buy it early just because you can. And when you talk about locking in your rate, you're talking probably about buying a 10 or 20 or 30-year level term policy. Stu, I don't want to pretend I'm reading your mind, but that's what most people would think about. Hey, I can lock in a rate for 20 years or 30 years. And that's true. If you wait 10 years, then that next 20-year policy that you buy is going to cost you more. But it's going to take you 10 years further into your life when you really will have that insurable needs. If you waited that 10 years and now you have kids and you have a family dependent on you, 20 years from then your kids are going to be in college. That's really when you need that insurance to cover those college bills. When you're young and single, yeah, the rates are low, but you don't really need it. You know, so we don't think that buying it just when it's cheap and you know, available to you is necessarily the best thing to do. Not saying you wait 30 years, but waiting the 5 or 10 years until you have an insurable need is probably a prudent thing to do.
All right.
We might disagree from typical orthodoxy.
Oh, yeah. No,
that,
no. It's just a personal opinion, having taken out term insurance very early and you get older, and you can obviously get a variable life, a whole life, or some combination. And then when you get up in your years, everything changes. The rates become so extraordinarily high that people sell their policies or they decide to drop it. And I think, again, a lot of this is individualized. What about term insurance? Is that the way to go the first time around? And how much? How do you base how much?
So you had two questions in there, and you did mention the sort of whole life as you get older, that type of thing. So let's start with some of the basics. There's term insurance, which is you're basically renting insurance. You're going to pay for it, and as long as you pay for it, you have the insurance. You stop paying for it, the insurance goes away. Typically, the typical term policy is a one-year policy, and every year you basically renew the policy at a new rate. You can lock in a term policy, say, I'm going to keep this policy for 20 or 30 years. You'll pay a higher rate to start, but it's the same rate for that full 20 or 30 years. And that's generally the way we would recommend most people go most of the time, with a longer-dated term policy, a 20 or 30-year level term. And it's actually sometimes a really good idea to stack them up. You might have more insurable needs while the kids are young, so you get a 20-year policy. But you might have some residual needs for that last 10 years, so you get a smaller 30-year policy, which is on top of the 20-year policy. That tends to be the most cost-effective way for most people. Whole life policy or permanent insurance is insurance you'll have for the rest of your life. You're buying insurance rather than renting it, to use my analogy there. It's going to be much more expensive, but the policy will have value. That's when you hear people about selling their policies and things like that, or cashing out their life insurance policies to get cash. Permanent insurance, whole life, universal life, have a cash value component. So you're putting money in, you know, $1,000 of premium, and $100 of that premium is going toward the insurance, and $900 is going into a cash accumulation account. Our opinion is that for most people, whole life permanent insurance of any sort doesn't make sense. For some people, it does. I mean, if you're in the top 1% or top 5% of asset holders and you have an estate tax issue looming down the road, you don't know when, then you want permanent insurance and you probably want a cash value to pay the estate taxes. But or if you're in a business and you have a buy-sell sort of arrangement, as we do here at Blue Prairie Group as an example, then permanent insurance can make sense. But for most people, we strongly recommend term policies. Far more cost-effective, better way to go.
All right, I'll get into some extreme situations on the upper age chronology end here. Coming up on a break, so maybe I could just phrase this right now and then summarize it as we approach. There are people who have medical coverage as they get older. they approach their 60s, when I guess it just becomes not irresponsible. I mean, if you got millions of dollars, go ahead and do it. Becomes economically unfeasible to continue the policy. And some of these policies, as you hit that age, as you know, become extraordinarily expensive. But you've spent all of your years building this up, and then all of a sudden you get medical conditions, or you've developed them earlier, and you're covered under the policy, and you're concerned about your lifespan. Gee, I don't think I'm going to make it till 80, 85. I'm going to probably die. I could die at 65 or 70. There's a surrender value you can get, but it's nowhere near. What is a long question? No time for an answer. It's nowhere near what you could get back if you die and your spouse gets the money. So I don't know how I'm going to summarize this when we come back, but I'll try to, and we'll pick it up from there. Gary Silverman joining us, Blue Prairie Group.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know
know the rules can stop the pain and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
I'm Tom Peters. I rode In Search of Excellence many years ago, and I've been talking to Stu Taylor for a long time, and conversations with Stu are absolutely as good as it gets, and I think that's true for his audience, too.
All right, the great Tom Peters. Haven't spoken with him in years, but I've had a number of stimulating sessions with him, and I've been to his seminars, and he wrote the greatest business book of all time, In Search of Excellence. Maybe debatable, but pretty much not. All right, we're back with Gary Silverman, the managing partner, chief investment officer, Blue Prairie Group. And by the way, just a quick note. Whoops, I almost forgot to tell you. Next week, I'm sorry, it's either Tuesday or Wednesday. I've been getting a lot of requests. You heard an interview with David Horowitz in his book, The Big Agenda, about the Trump campaign. We had this on last week. It was on another network. David Horowitz will be back alive here next week, and I'm not sure whether it's Tuesday or Wednesday. Trust me, you don't want to miss this interview. All right. Gary, regarding life insurance, as you continue down this road, what about getting a policy for your wife, your husband, your kids? What advice do you have there?
It depends if you have the insurable need. So if you have a spouse who's also working, then his or her income, you have to think about replacing that income. But even if you have a non-working spouse, if you have young children, then if you're going to continue working, for argument's sake, you're working a normal 9-to-5 job, you're out of the house, you're going to need different or probably more daycare. So even if you have a non-working spouse, you do have to replace that value, and there's a lot of value provided by a non-working spouse. I have to say that the day after Valentine's Day. So you have to replace that amount of home care, child care, whatever. So it's probably not as much insurance as you need on the primary breadwinner, but there's absolutely still a need there. In terms of insuring for life insurance for kids, really not necessary. A lot of insurance companies sell you that policy. You have a young newborn, and they say, well, buy now. It's super cheap. You know, it's pennies on the dollar, but you're throwing away pennies on the dollar because there's no insurable need that you have on a child. The loss of a child is a terrible, terrible thing. I'm not minimizing that, but there's no need for financial support, assuming that you could afford the funeral cost, the final burial cost, things like that. If you can't afford that, that might be something you want to insure. But outside of that, there's really no need for insurance on a child.
The issue of medical problems, we look at pre-existing conditions. Look at Obamacare, which has been a travesty, a lie, folly perpetuated on the American public. But there's always something good within a context of something bad. Making sure that people with pre-existing conditions are covered. And I'm kind of on a line as to whether kids or families who have kids 26 and under should be covered. I don't want to go in that direction, but address medical issues.
Well, let's not conflate medical health insurance with life insurance, right? So Obamacare, the ACA Affordable Care Act,
right,
is really focused on medical insurance, right, health care. So we're talking here today about life insurance, and there is still an issue of medical underwriting, because when you go to get insurance, they're going to send a medical examiner out to you, and you know, a medical professional, not a medical examiner like a coroner, but a medical professional out to you to see what kind of insurance risk it is. And the riskier you are based on your lifestyle, you know, heart health, you know, any pre-diabetes, whatever it could be, whatever the medical conditions are, the more risky you are to the insurance company, the higher the premiums are.
Right, either preferred or standard, or you don't qualify.
Preferred, standard, super preferred, or you might not qualify. You might be in their high-risk pool. So it absolutely, that's why older people have higher insurance, even though, you know, they're more likely to die sooner, they're more likely to have something happen. When you're young and healthy, you've got a long lifespan, the insurance is cheaper. You had asked a question earlier, it was a great question, Stu, about shouldn't you buy insurance when you're younger, when it's cheaper, and I pushed back a little bit. The key thing here, though, is very important. If you have a family medical history of things happening to people in their 30s or 40s or whatever it is, that's when you might want to think about getting insurance earlier. When you're young and healthy and those things haven't started yet, conditions of high blood pressure, cholesterol, whatever it is that happens to run in your family, if you can get insurance before those start to become symptomatic, you might be able to buy insurance cheaper rather than later when it gets more expensive, or you become uninsurable at all. So
how is term life insurance cost determined?
Insurance companies there to make money, right? Let's not kid anybody. They're not altruistic. It's odds. It's risk assessment. So how long, what's your life expectancy given your health? So we talked about the preferred, super preferred, you know, standard rate kind of thing. What's your health? How old are you? What's your life expectancy? And, you know, what's the size of the policy? And then that lets the insurance company very mathematically calculate, here's how much we have to charge you so that we're going to make this amount of money on you. And the healthier you are, the less they have to charge you to make that amount of money. And the less healthy you are, obviously they charge you more. A way to think about it is it really works like how much per $1,000. That'd be the way to compare policies. You know, what's the premium per $1,000 of coverage? And the rates can vary from, you know, 10 cents, 20 cents for term insurance per $1,000 of benefit. To 10 times that for various whole life, or even more than 10 times that for various permanent insurance coverages.
Gary, do you need to pay federal income tax on life insurance proceeds?
No, you don't. The proceeds go to the beneficiaries, so it's not about your will or anything like that. It's a really great point, Stu. Thank you for bringing that up. Whoever you have as the beneficiary on the life policy will get the benefit, and there's no federal tax implications. So it is a great way, especially if you're in that upper-end bracket, of passing money to heirs in a tax-efficient way. And if you are in one of those upper-end brackets, the way you would hold that policy is to keep it in an irrevocable life insurance trust. And that way it's out of your estate as well, so you avoid estate taxes.
All right,
taxes,
I wish we had
taxes,
more time. We could do two more hours on this. Gary Silverman, Managing Partner, Chief Investment Officer of Blue Prairie Group. Great to have you on. Look forward to seeing you next month.
Thank you so much, Stu. It is always our pleasure.
All right, this is Stu Taylor. Have a great day. See you back here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.